The three religious works that are recommended to us, especially during the Lenten season, are almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. The gospel today is about prayer. This is the model of all prayers, the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. Allow me to share a few thoughts and a few ideas, a few reflections about this most beautiful prayer that the Lord taught the disciples. Among other things, we can say that our prayer is public. Our prayer is communal. Our prayer is for all. That is why we say, Our Father. It is public. It is communal. It is for all. We do not pray, My Father in heaven, give me today my daily bread. That is why our prayer is public. Similarly, every person does not only ask that only his sins be forgiven, nor delivered from temptation alone, because when we pray, we do not pray for a single person, but we pray for all the peoples, because we are one community. Each one should pray for everybody. The Lord says, Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them. After the ascension of Jesus, the apostles devoted themselves to prayer together with Mary and the other women. Our Lord withdrew to the wilderness and prayed. He went out into the mountain in order to pray all day and all night, and he continued in prayer to God. But the Lord did not only pray for himself, the Lord also prayed for the apostles. And the Lord said, Lord, Father, I pray that they may be one, just as you and I are one. When the Pink Sisters pray, they do not only pray for themselves, kneeling in front of the Blessed Sacrament. The Pink Sisters pray for us. The Pink Sisters pray for the Arnoldus family. The Pink Sisters, they pray for all humanity. My dear friends, allow me again this morning very quickly, very briefly, to share with you the structure of the Lord's Prayer, which I always do whenever the gospel reading is about the Our Father. You notice that the Lord's Prayer is divided into two major parts. The first three petitions are about reverence for God. The next three petitions are about the needs of man. What are the three petitions about? The glory and the reverence for God. Number one, hallowed be thy name. Number two, thy kingdom come. Number three, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. These are all about the glory of God, the majesty of God. The next repetitions are about the necessities, about the needs of man. Give us this day our daily bread. Number two, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And number three, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The second part of the prayer, the part that deals with our needs, is a marvelously wrought unity, because it deals with the three essential needs of man and the three spheres of time within which man moves. Number one, it is asking for bread. Asking for bread. And bread is necessary for the maintenance of life. In other words, when we say, give us this day our daily bread, we are asking for our daily bread, not our weekly supply, not our monthly supply, but our daily supply of bread which is necessary to maintain our life every day. And because of this, we bring the needs of the present to the throne of God. Our daily bread, give us today the needs of the present to the throne of God. Number two, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. It is asking for forgiveness. And because of this, we bring our past sins to the presence of God. And the third, what is the third? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It is asking for help in temptation, and we commit our future into the hands of God. In other words, the second part of the Lord's Prayer, the three brief petitions, we are laying the present, the past, and the future before the footstool of the grace of God. But not only is this a prayer that brings the whole of life to the presence of God, it is also a prayer that brings the whole of God into our lives. When we ask for bread to sustain our life, we bring this prayer to God the Father, because God the Father is the sustainer of all life. When we ask for forgiveness, this request is directed to God the Son, Jesus Christ, because Jesus is our Savior and our Redeemer. And when we ask for help for future temptation, we bring this request to God the Holy Spirit, because God the Holy Spirit is the Comforter, the Strengthener, the Guide, and the Guardian and Custodian of our way. My dear brothers and sisters, in the most amazing way, the brief second part of the Lord's Prayer takes the present, the past, and the future, the whole of man's life, and present them to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In other words, in the Lord's Prayer, our Lord Jesus is teaching us to bring the whole of our life to the whole of God, and to bring the whole of God into the whole of our lives. Amen.